I want to say good morning to Kirsty Anderson, who's available to have a conversation with us. She is an expert when it comes to retirement. Kirsty, good morning.
Good morning.
The Prudential, they've been doing some research, and it's highlighting again the dilemma for women. A retiring woman seems to be so much less well off than a retiring man.
Yeah, so here at Prudential, we've been carrying out this research for the last 10 years. And what we do is we speak to people who are going to be retiring in the next 12 months to understand what their expectations are about their income. And what our research has shown consistently over this period of time is that there is a gap in the retirement income, and it remains stubbornly wide, unfortunately. So this year, women are expecting their income to be around £6,400 less than men, which is actually £1,000 greater than the gap last year as well.
So why is it? Is it down to breaks in service somewhere along the way?
So, yeah, that's part of it. That's part of it, Frank. So if you think about the people that we're speaking to, people that are retiring now, you know, over the last 40 years, so it's likely, you know, they were obviously born in after the Second World War. Lots of women at that period of time perhaps didn't work at all, stayed at home. If they did work, it's very likely they would have been getting paid a lot less. And of course, even if they were at work, women are more likely to take career breaks to bring up their children or to look after family members. And what that then means, if they've got breaks, then obviously they're going to save less into a pension over their working life, but they'll also pay less national insurance contributions. And that means that the amount that they build up from the state pension is going to be a little bit less as well.
So it's primarily the state pension that you're doing the survey on, as opposed to women's ability to save via a private pension?
No, so we take into account both. So we're asking individuals what their expectations are around the retirement income. So that's taken into account both the state pension and any personal savings that they've made towards a pension. So it takes into account both.
But should they be surprised if women have been off for a considerable amount of time during the rearing of the children, or indeed maybe downtime, or just simply a break away? Should they be surprised that it's not going to impact on their pensions?
Yeah, so I think what we find quite interesting, Frank, is over the 10 years that we've been doing this research, the gap in income has actually been closing. So the amount at which, if we think back to 2008 when we first did this, there was a gap of £9,500, and that's consistently been coming down each and every year. So this is the first year that that gap has actually widened. And you're right, obviously, the net result of, you know, women working less and paying less at their pension contribution is therefore going to factor in the fact that, therefore, there is going to be a bit less at the end of that period of time when it comes to your retirement income.
So why is it improving? Women now have parents have smaller families, less time off. Women are more likely to be in the workplace for longer periods of time than they would have been 10, 20 years ago. Is that why?
Yeah, so I think there's lots of things affecting this, Frank. I mean, yes, women did begin to work more. I think, you know, obviously I'm talking about the gap in retirement income today. There's lots of other information out there about the gap in income throughout our working lives. It is still there. It is closing somewhat. But yeah, more of us do work. You know, my mum certainly went back to work. Perhaps her mum didn't, you know, my gran didn't. But my mum certainly went back to work and certainly worked for a longer period of time. And there's probably more and more people finding themselves in that situation. And if I now think about my generation, you know, I've got lots of friends, lots of whom have gone back to work part-time, or lots of people like myself have gone back to work full-time whilst bringing up a family.
Is there anything that they can do? Obviously, women's rights and equality have improved this and, you know, thankfully have made it a better situation than it would have been, you know, 20, 30 years ago. But women who are in the latter stages of working, is there anything they can do to improve what they'll be retiring on?
Absolutely. So, I mean, the first thing that I would say is it's never too late. So even if someone's thinking about retiring in the next year or two, or, you know, the next few years, if they've got the funds, if they've got the ability to do it and they can afford to do it, then I would absolutely say saving into a pension is still a really effective way to help increase your retirement income. But the other thing that can also be done, and people don't always know about this, if you have had career breaks to look after your children, What you have the ability to do, again, if you can afford to do it, is to pay some voluntary national insurance contributions. And what that actually does is increase or help to increase the amount that you can get back from the state pension as well. So there's two ways in which we can go about doing that to help increase how much we might get back.
And if you do want to increase, do you have to tell your employer, listen, you've got to put more into my pension? Is that the way it works?
Well, so, I mean, that would be lovely if we could tell our employers and they all took that advice and went ahead and did it.
Well, I'm not suggesting the employer puts more in. I'm suggesting that you put more in out of your salary.
Yeah, so there's a couple of ways that you can do this, Frank. So if you are in your employer's pension scheme and you want to pay more, then absolutely you can speak to your employer and they will just deduct whatever you're asking them to deduct from your pay and pay over to your pension scheme. So if you're a part of your company pension, that's one way to do it. Lots of us have individual pensions, however, and if you want to do that, literally just get in touch with your pension provider, tell them how much you want to pay, and they'll just change the direct debit for you.
Of course, there'll be many people who can't afford to pay anything more than they're already paying, and there will be young men and young women listening to this programme who have no interest in a pension. They may be in the auto enrolment, or they have to be because the law has to put them into it, but they almost begrudge being in it. What would you say to a 30-year-old who has no time in their mind at all for a pension?
Like, this is a subject that's really close to my heart, and I speak to my friends about this all the time. You know, as I said before, I've got lots of friends in different situations, and I'm always, why do you not save into a pension? And the reality is it's just not top of their list because it seems really, really far away. And I was thinking about this the other day and I thought, you know, mortgages aren't exciting, but the reality is we want to, you know, lots of us want to buy a property. That's perhaps one of our biggest goals as an adult when we're in our working life. So we find out about mortgages. And I think that's the difference. It's right here. It's right now. It's something we want to do. So all I would say to people is, at some point, you're going to want to stop working. And what are you going to rely on for income? If you don't pay anything into a pension, what you're going to have is your state pension. And that's just over £8,000 right now. And if you think that's enough, then fantastic. Good for you. But for most of us, it isn't going to be enough. So my suggestion would be, regardless of how small you think it is, the sooner you start to save, the better it is. Because a pension's all about long-term planning. So that the longer you give your money to work for you, the better that is going to be when it comes to your pension planning.
Yeah, it's hard to argue with that. But then we're of a certain age. I don't know what age you are, Kirsty, but I'm of that age where I'm looking at a pension coming down the line and I'm thinking to myself, I'm glad I joined that scheme. Thanks for speaking to us, Kirsty. Thank you.
No problem. Thanks, Frank.